It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So the other day, when Lindsay was broadcasting from the beach again, and she had a different type of microphone set up, and she was having to hold the microphone and the stand in her hand. Mm-hmm. And those things are heavy. They're made out of solid steel to keep them from, you know, going side to side when they're sitting on a table. So she's having to hold it. And she was moving it around a lot. And Riggins was like, Lindsay, you've got to keep that microphone still.
Yeah.
Because we were hearing this.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we were hearing.
I was wondering what y'all were hearing because I couldn't hear it. Yeah, obviously.
So then she's back at home in her studio, and every time she touches the microphone, it goes rick, rick. Like this.
And Riggins is just like, what stuff do I need? Remind me.
WD-40.
That's right. Let me write this down.
Mm-hmm.
40. And there's so many different places that I could put it because it's like, you know what I'm saying? Different sections. I don't know where it's coming from, so I'll just put it everywhere.
Oh, you mean the where the squeaking is coming from? Yeah, because the microphone stands have several hinges and springs could be see if Kyle can help you with that.
It's a good idea.
I'll see.
Is he handy like that? He would do that for you?
I think he could do this. He does like low scale handyman work.
This is the lowest scale handyman work you can get.
Okay. Right. Well, then cool.
But yeah, it just wherever there's a moving part, it probably needs a little squirt of the WD-40.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Got it.
I need to too, a little bit.
Yeah.
But I don't move mine around as much.
Mm-hmm. I'm bad at it. I just. But now I'm aware. Now I'm more aware. So.
Would you consider yourself to be fidgety?
I just think I move around in the because it's like a, what do you call this?
Swivel.
Uh-huh. Swivel chair. So then I'm in a different spot and I'm like, you know, I have to move the mic.
Yeah.
Maybe a little restless.
Mm-hmm.
Restless leg syndrome.
Swiveling would be considered
a fidget.
Yeah, fidgety.
Yeah.
Kind of.
I'm trying to just like stay, but after my second cup of coffee, it gets real fidgety.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say it, I mean me. It gets real fidgety.
It. You better listen to it.
I start getting real like crazy after my second cup. I don't know.
So are you drinking hot coffee this morning or iced coffee? I know you go back and forth.
Yeah. I drink only hot black. Mm-hmm. Coffee, and then my iced, I add a little splash of cream and a little splash of sweetener.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to have a coffee with heavy cream in it in the mornings.
Yes.
For my diet program. And then I use that monk fruit sweetener.
Yeah.
And then after that cup, I drink it black the rest of the morning.
Do you like the monk fruit in it, or is the aftertaste?
I like monk fruit way better than any type of stevia.
Okay.
I can't take that stevia. Mm-mm.
Yeah, the stevia is. Mm-mm. It's the aftertaste is what it is.
It's terrible. Terrible. Okay. So everybody's set now. Nobody's moving. So we'll have more coming up.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I forgot to tell y'all the other day, when the studio was cleaned out and we had moved everything out, and you know, as we start our new professional life with home studios and all of that, the last thing to be removed was this, and I'm wondering if you would like to have it, Riggins.
No way. Oh. Yes. That's okay. Awesome.
You want that? I figured you would.
Yes.
It's the sign that was on the door that read TJ and Riggins Show, when, you know, the little placard on the door.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. You can have it. You want me to sign the back of it for you?
Would you please? I'm not kidding. Yeah. I'm not kidding at all. Please do. And write a little note. That would be, if you're going to pull out a pen, leave something sweet and sentimental on it.
Wait, what do I get? Do I get a sentimental note?
On what? Yeah, I'll write you some. I'll write you a little something. Okay. Is this regular notebook paper okay?
Just hang on. Let me just rip out a...
You know, speaking of that, when you write your wife like a birthday card or a Mother's Day card or something, TJ, do you go beyond like the joke, or do you actually leave like sentimental notes to her in those cards and things like that?
I don't want to say, but I leave her sentimental notes of appreciation randomly, just for no reason. And in cards, sometimes I will do both. If I get her a birthday card or a Mother's Day card, it's a joke.
Yeah.
I will have another one that's for real, or either I will just have written something in a blank card, you know. That's what I like mostly, is just to write something in a blank card.
Yeah.
I believe that, because I've read your writings only a few times, because I don't see many of them. And I always think like, wow, he's a great writer. He just doesn't do it very often. So I was curious, yeah, if you sort of.
Thanks.
Yeah. If I didn't know if you were like waxing poetic in these birthday cards or anything, yeah. Or if they all just said like, happy birthday, Jolene or whatever.
But I do everything I write, though, is in my words, in my style. I'm not picking out fancy words and all that just because I'm writing something.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, if it's coming from me, it needs to sound like I sound.
And, yeah.
You know, that sort of thing. So most in crayon is how I write.
Sure. Yeah. Picture that.
Okay. Or either with a big fat pencil. You know, one of the big fat ones.
Yeah.
I love that. Because Lindsay, do you write like sentimental stuff in birthday cards for your husband?
I don't, but he writes them for me.
Yeah, I bet.
I mean, I write sweet things, don't get me wrong, but they're not super sentimental, as you know.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he writes a lengthy message in those blank cards. I'm like, get it over with. Okay, we get it. I'm kidding.
I want to get my hands on one of these things and read it in the Kyle voice. Just, baby, roses are red, violets are blue. Your name is Lindsay, and you're awesome.
And you're awesome too. Yeah, I'll get you one. Yeah, he won't care. He won't know.
I love that.
Which is it? Is he not going to know, or is he not going to care?
Right. It's two different
things. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
The TJ and Riggins Show is available to stream every weekday around 7 a.m. Eastern at tjriggins.com. You can stream it on your smart home devices or on your iPad or in your car, or you can even listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. Listen live or listen later, all of it at tjriggins.com.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Listen everywhere. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
There is a elementary school teacher in Atlanta that's gone viral for what he's talking about in regards to the first day of school. But Lindsay just mentioned, she was like, yeah, my kids go to school next week.
1 week from today.
1 week from today, which is crazy. I know in the county where I live, I think they're going back on the 24th or the 25th. So your kids do seem like they're going back a little early.
Well, now Brooks doesn't go to preschool till after Labor Day, but Delilah starts kindergarten next week. Yeah. That's so insane. The big schools start. Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, I want to make sure we share a lot of that content when Delilah goes to kindergarten on our social media. So make sure you tag us.
Oh, I'll be crying. Or will I? I don't know. We'll see.
You think she's going to handle it okay, TJ?
Will Lindsay or Delilah? Which one?
Lindsay.
No, but I don't. I think she will take it like a normal, loving mother will or has. It's not an easy thing, but I do think it's going to be worse when her son starts kindergarten, because it doesn't take long for you to get used to the fact that, you know, your kid is in kindergarten and they get adjusted and you're still involved because you're a, you know, part of the room moms and all of that kind of stuff. But when that the last one is in kindergarten, and then that's when you feel like your life has just taken a new chapter, you know.
You're totally right. Cause I think in the back of my head, okay, Brooks is only going to the threes. So I've got a couple more years until he, you know, so I'm already preparing for that empty nest type feeling, you know, mm-hmm. if you will, but
totally
yeah.
get it.
Yeah. yeah. So she, her role and her identity, is being a mom, you know, I'm sorry, a mommy, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And then once the second one is in real school, then her identity becomes different. Mm-hmm. She becomes a mom with school age kids. Mm-hmm. And so life goes in stages like that, until you're where Jody and I find ourselves now, which, both of our kids are grown and out of the house. They gone.
Mm-hmm. So are you still a mom and dad at that point?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but you're not a full time. Your whole world is wrapped around making sure that your little kids are getting what they want and doing the right things and all of that. It just feels different. But not to say that it's a bad thing, because, you know, there's still great moments that we have with our kids as they're adults, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's sad when the little ones go to big school, when they step into the next phase of their lives.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's worse when they just march right in and say, don't hold my hand. Don't walk me to school. I'm good. That's worse mm-hmm. than what Brooks will do. And is cry the whole time and miss me, you know,
you'll probably be encouraging him to do that.
Right. Yeah.
Cry for mommy.
You're going to be sad, right? You're going to be so sad.
Oh, I know you don't want to leave mommy.
That's exactly how it's going to play out. And I want to see everything documented. I want to see the tears. Yeah. I want to see the coping in the car afterwards. I want to see it all.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, well, good luck. Good luck.
Thank you.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft. And you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Let me explain this, what's going on in this video before we even play the audio of it. It is a woman, and she is an African-American woman, sitting waiting for her food at the Chinese restaurant from which she has ordered. And there is a little girl who is over there rubbing her leg. And it is a little girl who is part of the family that owns the restaurant, appears to be about four, I would think about four. So this is the audio of what went on.
So while I went to go get me some Chinese food from New China, and they little girl come walk up to me, rubbing on my leg, asking me why I'm so fat. If you don't get on somewhere,
what?
Rubbing her leg, asking her why she's so fat.
Oh my God.
And that's the last thing you want to hear when you're about to pick up just a crazy amount of Chinese food.
Yeah. But kids, man, they'll say anything.
And what about the touching to begin with? You know, somebody else's kid coming over, touching on you and everything. And you just say, huh.
Yeah, I've been in the situation of my kid asking why someone's so big where mm-hmm. they could hear, but never like a touching situation.
Yeah, and asking directly to them, why are you so fat?
Right. They're asking me in front of them. Wait. Yeah. But that takes it to a different level.
Because I'm eating too much food from your parents' restaurant. Yeah. That's why.
Maybe you tell your parents to make diet food, okay? Yeah. Go run back there in the kitchen.
Why are you so fat?
Rubbing on her thighs. It's like the worst thing
ever. Poor thing.
Oh, that would make me rethink everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I know it would make me rethink going back to that restaurant.
You're not kidding.
Mm-hmm.
You're not kidding.
Rude.
We went on a Disney cruise. And it was when my daughter was really small, maybe three. And we would sit with another family every night. When you go on those cruises, they put you at a table with strangers most of the time. And it was a Puerto Rican family. You know how I know this?
How?
Because they told me they were from Puerto Rico.
Okay.
Oh, okay. That's how I knew it.
So they had a really cute little girl that was maybe two. And I was, talking to her the first night. You know how you talk to little kids. Well, she started liking me to the point where she liked to hit on me and, thinking it was funny and just like climbing all over me and all of these things. And the parents wouldn't say anything. They're just kind of laughing. Oh, she likes you. I see that. And I'm trying to eat dinner and converse with my family. So we always had to make sure when we got there to the table to see if they were there already and position where I was way away from them, from her. So she couldn't get to me. And the first time I sat somewhere else, she got mad. She was like, she's
howling. Oh my God.
But she didn't ask me why I was so fat. That's one of the things.
TJ and Riggins coming up.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
Don't forget, follow the TJ and Riggins Show on social media, Facebook, Instagram, X, TikTok, YouTube. Follow us everywhere. We've got new content being posted every single day.
What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, a little earlier, Lindsay was talking about her daughter starting kindergarten in a week and how that was going to affect her in a negative way and all of this mm-hmm. stuff. So, I mentioned being room mom and all of that stuff. Are you going to be the room mom? Do they still do that? I mean, I know they did it when my kids were little.
So what they do now, instead of room mom, they send out an email where you can check off the events that you want to volunteer for. So I got the email last night and I'm checking the things I want to do. And I come across like mother son dance. And I'm like, well, I don't have a son. I can't, in kindergarten, it's a daughter. So I'm like, I don't need to do that. Whatever. I get to father daughter dance. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not missing that. And so I check it. And then I keep going down the list. And then I think to myself, I can't let Kyle have something. Like, it can't be his night because, and I'm admitting this.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'm still on the volunteer sheet. You know what I mean? Because I want to see it and how special it is.
Yeah. So the father-daughter dance is supposed to be, a situation where the father and the daughter have a fun night together and they bond. And all that without the mom around or little brother around. And
yeah.
And you can't stand it.
I can't stand it. And I don't know if it's that or I just want to like take cute pictures, but I think deep down it is that. Like, I can't let Kyle have his moment. Mm-hmm. But is he going to be at the mother son dance when Brooks is in kindergarten? Hell no. No. So I still get my moment too, you know, twice.
You really sounded like a crazy person. I don't know, to me anyway.
I know.
And the father-daughter dance when Lainey, my daughter, was little, Jody used that as a, you know, all right, so Aiden, you and I will do something special that night, just the two of us.
Yeah.
You know, but then again, Jody's not quite as selfish as you, but.
Right. I'm already thinking I need to get a sitter for Brooks because I got to be there volunteering, handing out punch, but I'm going to be spying on them all night.
Now, does it have anything to do with even subconsciously you think that you don't know that he can handle it and do all of the things he's supposed to do and all of that stuff?
I don't necessarily think that. I think it's that I don't want to miss out on anything. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's selfishly, I don't want to miss it.
Okay, but that's what I was thinking. Maybe he's not going to take as many pictures as you would take, and he's not going to do this or that.
That's accurate. Yes, he's not a picture taker. He'll come back from something and I'm like, well, let me see pictures. He's like, Lindsay, I didn't take any. I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's so.
Yeah. But there is something to be said, though, about the memory that is created between just the father and the daughter with these little things. Mm. And mom not being there, hovering like she always is.
They get a memory without me, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I like
that. That's what I'm saying.
TJ, Wiggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Wiggins Show.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So, Lindsay was talking about how she volunteered to work at the father-daughter dance at school so she doesn't miss any of the action and her husband doesn't get all of the memories and the fun without her on that one thing.
Yeah.
But are there other father-daughter things at the school during the year? Like, we used to do pumpkin carving, the father's pumpkin carving, where the dads went into the class and did that.
Ooh, I love that. There is a Donuts with Dad.
Yeah.
So
you can yip in on that, too?
I might. I might be bringing the donuts. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You just volunteer for so much.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like, why does this lady only volunteer when the dads are here?
Yeah.
It's not for what you think, ladies.
So what else did you volunteer for in the coming school year? Or did you check off that you would be interested in volunteering for?
I have the list right here. You want me to pull it up? Hang on. Okay.
Yes.
Cheer clinic, obby.
Yeah.
Donuts with Dad. I did volunteer for that. I forgot I did that. Father-daughter dance, elementary school field day, which I'm not really a field day type person. Not really sure why I did that. It's going to be hot. Mm-hmm. And kindergarten promotion.
So that's like a graduation thing?
Yeah, it'll be like when they're promoted to the first grade or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be possibly working in the team store during a basketball game. Yeah. Just a few things.
Not much.
No.
TJ, do you think the other moms are going to look at her crazy if they notice she's volunteering for all the dad events?
Yeah, but they're going to think that she's there just trying to flit around and get the dad's attentions is what they're going to think. Why does she always have to be up in the middle of a bunch of men? Mm-hmm. That's what they'll think. Mm-hmm. And they'll discuss with each other.
Would I rather that or them think that I can't let Kyle have a moment?
You'd probably rather them think that you're trying to get their husband's attention.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to be shunned, but it's like, I swear, I just don't want my husband to have this time with my daughter. Like, sounds even better.
They say, trust me, I don't want any of your ugly husbands. I don't want my husband to have special time with my daughter that I'm not a part of.
Right. Big difference, ladies. Keep your husbands. I mean, it all sounds a little nutty, but.
Do they do those things where they volunteer to come help with lunch and things like that, where parents do that?
They actually encourage the parents to come like every so often and eat lunch with your kid.
Yeah. Well, here's what happens a lot of times with those is that there's one dad whose work hours and all are more conducive to that time of day. And so there's one dad and all these other moms that are at the school doing everything. And then he gets all the attention from the moms.
Oh,
so maybe throw Kyle in some of that.
Yeah. Definitely. And then he'll feel like he's doing something, yeah, you know?
Sure.
I like it.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
I love it. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft. And you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
Get the latest extra funny episode at tjriggins.com, all major podcast platforms, and on YouTube. Thank you for joining us.
In 3, 2, 1.
This is TJ and Riggins. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
So Cracker Jack is trending this morning. People are discussing, why don't we eat Cracker Jack anymore? I don't know. I don't have an answer to that. When was the last time you had Cracker Jack?
A long time, because I'm not as big a fan of sweet popcorn. Like, I'm not a caramel corn kind of person. I'd rather have it salty. Mm-hmm.
Salty white cheddar popcorn. Yeah, I mean, I'm picking that every time. But I guess people are more focused on the fact that it comes in bags now. It's not in the box. And we've lost some of the original feeling of eating Cracker Jack and things like that. And people are debating whether or not it still stands up to other snacks on the store shelves. So maybe not.
Is that a regional snack? Like, I've never eaten Cracker Jacks.
I don't know where it's from. I mean, you see it in the popcorn aisle, but I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I used to eat it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And then they came out with Fiddle Faddle.
Okay.
Sure.
And then what was the other one?
Bunch of Crunch. Munch of Crunch?
Crunch and Munch.
Crunch and Munch, yeah. So I feel like my grandparents ate that, but I don't know. So yeah. People are talking about Cracker Jack this morning, oddly enough. Did you see the story from the Denali National Park in Alaska? A guy died after colliding with a moose. 24-year-old man driving through the national park hits a moose in the middle of the night and kills the guy.
I bet that happens a lot.
Yeah.
They said it is more likely to happen at night or in the early, you know, hours before dawn. That's when moose are most active, I believe is what they said. But yeah, I mean, this guy was in his car and still killed him. So it's dangerous out there, especially when you're dealing with moose.
Yeah. A lot of people in America get killed from deer on the highway.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Because they're like hooves come through the window.
No, or they'll make the car, you know, run off into the ditch, into trees and, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So that story is in the news this week. This is the last month you have to qualify for the Microsoft Excel World Championship, which airs every December on ESPN8. These are actual competitors competing to be the world's best Microsoft Excel user. And the competition is heating up. You have to go through multiple qualifying rounds before you make it to the finals in Las Vegas in December. So if you think you're a crack crack shot at spreadsheets and things like this, this is the competition for you.
Who do we know that would win this?
I could.
TJ could not.
Yeah.
And quite honestly, I'm not sure our business manager, Adam, who I think you're referring to.
Yes.
I don't know that he would win either.
What? Really?
He uses them a lot, but he doesn't use them very well. Like, he's got different color coding systems and the numbering is always off. But so I don't know that he's good at it. He uses it a lot, though. But these guys are at the top of their game, and yeah, they are maybe a little nerdy.
And here's the thing. I wouldn't know whether anyone's good at it or not. That's how little I know about a spreadsheet.
That is true. That is true.
Yeah,
especially if you email it to them as an attachment. I mean, you could just forget about it. That's never getting open. And then one other thing that TJ's really not into today is National Oyster Day. So he's, as he said last week, he's the only Louisianian that doesn't eat oysters. But if you do, happy National Oyster Day. There's a new dating study that's out that is really going to make you mad. We'll get to it next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Well, Gen Z is not interested in doing dating apps. They say dating apps are dead. Mm-hmm. The new way to find love for a Gen Zer, there's a new term you need to learn. It's called flocking. Mm-hmm. They said 74% of Gen Zers are more likely to believe they will find love traveling to a destination rather than using a dating app. It's called flocking because sometimes they'll do this in groups with the sole purpose of looking for love. Now, is this the side effect of just watching a lot of romantic comedies where you find love in France or something while, you know, on a, you know, semester abroad? I don't know.
Oh, so they're talking about going to a far off place, not just getting together and going into the city and hanging out at the, you know, at the bars and so forth.
All they said was a foreign destination. Now, I guess that could mean if you never leave your hometown, that might mean going 45 an hour away to go to the big city to find love. But I got a feeling that's not what they're talking about.
They're talking about exclusive trips, like far destinations.
Yeah, or flying at least out of your state, I would imagine.
Yeah.
To find a foreigner to fall in love with?
That's what they say.
Oh, no, no.
No.
That's not going to help us any.
Did you have to leave your hometown to find Jody?
I don't know whether she lived in a different town, but I could have found a Jody, you know, anywhere I looked, you know,
hey Jody, right?
No, I'm kidding. But yeah, I moved to the bigger city and that's where I met Jody. Yeah.
But this is saying like you're going with your friends. So wouldn't that like deter you from meeting someone, or maybe whoever you meet likes your friend? Like, I don't understand. I would never do that.
I think it's just another way for young women to figure out how to take a trip.
Yeah.
I didn't think about the
girls' trip. Yeah.
The promise of finding love is just adds another reason for you to take that girls' trip.
Right.
Even when, you know, finances aren't in the best shape. Well, I'm going to find the person I love and spend the rest of my life with.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't
think about that. I got to find out who this study was published by. And let's see if it was from like the, you know, wine moms of Brookdale Village or wherever.
Well, you know, my daughter lives in Nashville and she has for, you know, since she went to college. And my wife always figures out a way to go, quote unquote, help Lainey or check on Lainey with her friend, like with Jody's friends, you know.
Yeah.
It's just a reason to take the trip.
And they don't brunch or go out or anything. She's just there to.
Mm-hmm. Basically babysitting Lainey and helping her through, you know, whatever obstacle she's found in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it Lainey inviting her out there, or is Jody saying, hey, don't you need me to come help you with this?
Well, it's usually Lainey talking about what's going on. And Jody said, well, I guess I need to go help Lainey with blah, blah, blah. And I'm going to take Christy with me.
Yeah.
And the next one would be, you know, I'm going to take whoever with me.
I'm feeling really helpful in my older day. Can she take me next time?
I'm sure she could. She could work it in.
Yay! All right, let's go.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
All right. All right. When Alexis was on the show with us, we picked on her. Well, I picked on her a lot about these crystals that she thinks, these little rocks that she thinks have magical powers and things of that nature. And that is the case with a lot of people in U.S. America. They think that these crystals have special powers. Now, there's a mom videoing her son who just got a new crystal, and he is describing the crystal. He'll hold it up to his head and then describe it of what it's doing to him. Listen.
What does that feel like?
A little dizzy, pulsating, and grabbing. Like energy type grabbing.
Does it feel high vibrational?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Okay, so it makes him feel dizzy, and it's kind of grabbing and high vibrational, and what was the other one?
Energy, something about energy.
Yeah, high energy. Something.
High energy.
So it's a rock.
It is a rock that he's holding up to his forehead in public.
Yeah. And he looks to be about 9.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's describing my toddler. Dizzy, high energy, shaking. What a weirdo.
Well, his mom is a medium, and she says that he is her star seed, which I had to look up what that means. That means that you're a spirit from another planet.
Oh, so
it's taking the form of a human child.
Okay. Now, does she perform as a medium to make money from people? Is she that, or does she just think she has the powers to look at the future and stuff in the past? Yeah,
I don't know. But why be a medium if you're not going to charge people to do it?
Yeah. And is medium the term now and not psychic?
I don't know that they're one in the same or what's the difference. I just know that's the word she used in her Instagram bio was a medium. So to me, it's the same thing.
I think they try to be more classy with that name.
Really? Because, I mean, there's no such thing as psychics. And I don't know star seed from the universe or whatever. That's a bunch of crap. She's got this little boy walking around thinking that he's got some kind of special powers or something. It is weird and wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you sure Aiden's not a star seed?
Pretty sure.
Could be from another planet. I don't know.
I'm a star seed. Man.
Yeah.
And these are the kinds of things that I say, this is why, you know, people need to get back to church.
Yeah.
Something other than going out in public in front of like a Panera Bread and putting a crystal on your forehead at 9 years old. I don't know. Go play Fort or we could play War. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's not get away from your mom for a little bit.
Please. Yeah. Crazy mom.
Go find some friends.
This is the only case I would say, go play, you know, Rob's video games or, you know, be a nerd. That's the only time.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to get out of that crazy Harry Potter world.
Yeah.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, Reagan's, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Riggins is a kind person and a very tender-hearted, sensitive bloke, as they say in the UK. But if Riggins found a distressed camper, like a guy that's out in the mountains camping, he found this guy that we're going to talk about, he'd probably let him stay there and die. Because
that's terrible.
Well, wait until you hear why. Last Thursday, a search and rescue team in British Columbia, Canada, was called to a remote hiking and climbing area in the woods after a couple of hikers reported hearing repeated cries. When the rescuers arrived, the team heard faint yelling, and then they closed in on the area from where it was coming. And eventually they found a man who had been camping alone. But he wasn't letting out cries of distress. They came up to him and he said, "Hey, fellas, no, I'm fine. I'm just out here enjoying myself." They said, "Well, people heard you screaming." And he said, "I wasn't screaming. I was singing my favorite Nickelback songs."
What?
Oh no.
Yeah, he was just out there singing to the trees, singing his heart out. Nickelback's greatest hits.
He's singing Nickelback songs in the woods by himself in a remote location. Okay. Yeah.
And that made people think that he was yelling and screaming because he was distressed and needed help.
Yeah.
Well, he needs help, but he's not distressed.
We all want to be big rock stars. Could you imagine?
Riggins hates Nickelback so much. If the guy would have been distressed and needing help, when Riggins got there and heard him singing Nickelback, he'd say, "I'm not helping you."
Yeah, you're gonna have to figure this one out.
Look at this photograph. Every time I do, it makes me laugh.
All right, you're on your own, buddy. I can't take it. I can't. I'll leave you some water, maybe, but I'm out. I can't do it.
You know, I like Nickelback.
Yeah, they're fine.
I would have helped him, but not that old mean Riggins, the anti-Nickelback.
I wouldn't help Nickelback, let alone the guy singing it. If Chad Kroeger was out there, I'd be like, "All right, man, you got this."
Yeah. I'm crying.
What a crazy person, though. Who sings that loudly that you're alarming others? Just get it. What are you doing?
Especially Nickelback.
Yeah, it's like so
they're
weird.
In Canada.
Sure. Oh, they're in Canada. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. Nickelback's from Canada?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Makes more sense now, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Does it?
Yeah. That's a crazy story.
Oh, man.
But I guess there was some sort of an echo effect because he's up in the mountains. Maybe they were down in the canyon or something and they heard it echo, and that's how the sound traveled so far. But
they're like, "Stop singing, stop."
He's been singing as loudly as he could, and it sounded like cries for help.
What's the worst Nickelback song?
Oh, probably that Rockstar song, I think.
Okay, yeah.
Whatever one it was, Ace's favorite. That one was horrible.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Get the latest extra funny episode at tjriggins.com, all major podcast platforms, and on YouTube. Thank you for joining us.
In 3, 3, 2, 1.
This is TJ and Reagan's. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Guess who's back?
Back again.
Guess who's on TikTok now? That would be TJ's neighbor, Kate Gosselin. What is his name? TJ doesn't live right next door to Kate Gosselin, but I think they're in the same general area.
Hello, team.
Yeah. So Kate plus eight, you might remember her reality show on TLC where she was married to John Gosselin. And then the show became Kate plus eight right after they divorced or something like that. I don't know. But yeah, she's been living out of the limelight for a little bit, but over the weekend, she reappeared on TikTok, said she's going to be keeping her fans updated. Oh. And people have not cooled off on her at all. I mean, there's still a lot of people that find her repulsive, but also people that find her brave and inspiring because of what she was able to do. So still a figure worth talking about, I guess, to experts.
And do you still think she's hot, Riggins?
I do.
Yeah. She had that glow up, and then Riggins was all, yeah.
Yeah, I liked her. I liked her with the short Karen haircut, too, though.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, I like that kind of personality.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what personality is that?
Like, overbearing, aggressive, kind of cold, a little icy.
I
was always into her.
Like that social media clip that's been going around so much where they're sitting on the couch together talking to the camera. And she goes, I'm sorry, could you not breathe so loudly?
Yeah.
Just sitting there.
Exactly. Yeah.
He was a beaten man in that clip. He was like, I'm out of this relationship. But yeah, there's something about that I find wildly attractive. Isn't that sick?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
A little bit, isn't it? Well, so yeah, she's back on TikTok. We'll see how that all turns out for her. Fantastic Four had a 66% drop off over the weekend box office, which was more than Superman. So people are saying that these superhero movies just don't have the same longevity that they used to. And word of mouth, I guess, encourage people to not go see it, which is not good.
Yeah.
So, but Tech D Rob watched it twice, cried both times. So that was a, two thumbs up review from him. And then today is National Underwear Day. National Underwear Day. TJ, are you still not wearing underwear?
I'm wearing it more often now.
What changed? Well,
because my pants are bigger on me and I need the help keeping them up.
Just in case your pants fall off, you got backup.
Well, when you wear underwears, it helps keep your pants up. Mm-hmm. Unless, as opposed to not wearing any.
Right. You know what? What really keeps them up? Ahead. A diaper.
Yeah. I would do that.
Yeah. TJ just starts soiling himself. I don't know if that's the solution, is it? Have you had to go in another notch on your belt yet?
I don't have notches on my belt. That's how hideously obesity I have gotten is I wear one of those click belts.
Oh. Those are popular though, right?
Yeah. In the world of a girthy man,
Say that word again.
They're huge in that community there. Yeah. So yeah, those are like the labubus for fatsos. So happy National Underwear Day. There is a woman that says she's co-parenting in a new kind of way and the internet is not happy about it. We'll get to it next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft. And you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals. Code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
Now back to the TJ and Riggins show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
There is a woman named Lillian Schmidt. She works as an ad executive and she's an American, but she's currently working remotely in Zurich, Switzerland. And she has gone viral because she was the subject of this article that was written and posted. It's all over the place. It's on the New York Post. It's on Yahoo. It's like everywhere. She says she's using ChatGPT to co-parent her kid. And you think, well, what does that mean? And she said ChatGPT allows it takes away some of the mental load that I'm dealing with as a parent. Now she's married and they're very much together. But she says she uses ChatGPT to plan her meals for the week, write creative bedtime stories for her kids that include their names and things like that. So basically like household kind of things. But the reaction on the internet is that this woman's a monster.
Oh.
And I don't think it's that dangerous to let ChatGPT plan your meals for the week, or am I wrong?
No, the problem is that using the term co-parent.
Yeah.
In any situation, you're not a co-parent, you're a parent. And this is not a parenting thing that the ChatGPT is doing. It's just you're using it as an assistant to you to help you get your stuff done. Mm-hmm. It's not like the ChatGPT is, you know, babysitting your kid or doing anything like that.
Right.
So I think she just worded it in a dramatic fashion, and that's what has set people off.
I agree with you, because it's not a big deal. I mean, you can take a picture of the inside of your refrigerator on ChatGPT and it creates a meal. And I think that's fantastic that that's where we've come in life. But like TJ said, you know, calling it that, it's just how you word it.
Yeah, it was just a too dramatic way of explaining how she's actually using ChatGPT.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Lindsay's co-parent should never be used.
Even when
you're not a parent, you're not a co-parent, even if you're divorced.
Yeah.
You're both still parents.
What is the point of using that term then, instead of just saying I'm a parent? What are they getting out of that?
Well, the fact that Gwyneth Paltrow invented it. It's the first time anybody ever heard the term co-parent was the, I think, Gwyneth Paltrow, along with that conscious uncoupling. It's, I don't know really. And like, how did people start saying prepay for something when you can't prepay for anything? You can't pay before you pay. But a co-parent is like, kind of like it takes a village. It doesn't take a village to raise your kids. It's your kids. It takes parents. Mm-hmm. But yeah. They get into these feel good sounding, like they think it sounds sophisticated, and oh, this is such a softer way to say that we're divorced. We're co-parenting. Like, no, there's really no co-parent. You're a parent.
Yeah.
That's it.
There's no, Lindsay, you don't use ChatGPT to help you with your mental load throughout the week, do you?
No, but I think I'm about to start using it to fridge the refrigerator, because I think that's the coolest thing I've ever. I got to see if it works.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Recipe for
you. Yeah, it's like it takes what you have in your fridge and creates something. That's neat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kyle 2.0 is basically.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. More TJ and Riggins coming up. Make your company part of the new radio explosion. Go to tjriggins.com/explosion. Thank you for joining us. This is TJ and Riggins. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay, I have a lip balm in my pocket all the time. That's something that I always have on my person. Lindsay just pulled something out of her pockets. Mm-hmm. That is something she always has on her person. That would be Slim Jims. The little Slim Jim snack size.
This is how you know I've come to an all-time low. I gained about 8 pounds on vacation. I was there 5-6 days. And now I'm pulling out Slim Jims. I have got to get back to Mandu.
How long has it been since you've been there? Because you've been at the beach and then you've been all over. You're always gone.
It's been quite a minute. And I don't dread it though. That's the one, like, you know, you dread going to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
I don't dread going there because it's only 15 minutes. Of my day.
Yeah.
And it's electro muscle stimulation. So it's not like you're doing 5 hours in the gym. It's 15 minutes in and out, but you look like you've been all day to the gym. But that's why I'm looking forward to it.
And do they let you eat Slim Jims while you're doing that?
Great question. I need to make sure they're not in my workout pockets, my workout pants pockets. That'd be embarrassing. I just pull these out at me and do like, hey guys, or, want a snack?
While you're on the, you know, the muscle stimulation things and you're shaking or whatever you do, mm-hmm. you just ask them, will you open my Slim Jims for me?
Yeah. In my mouth. Can you open this for me?
The Slim Jim package is hard to open when you're being still, much less when you're being.
Yeah. There's no good way to do it. So you're going to have to help me. Yeah. Can you just feed me just one bite? I can't go 15 minutes without it.
Now, will you have to make an appointment to go in there, or do they, since they know you and that you're in desperate need of it, that you can just do a walk up?
That you can do a walk in. But I suggest going to tjriggins.com/fitness and get a free one. Your first one's free. So I would make an appointment. They get booked.
Yeah. Well, maybe you get the first appointment or the first session is free, and then you get a Slim Jim snack size with it.
Yeah. Sign up again.
And, yeah.
Yeah. What if I just stood at the door and passed these out?
Yeah.
Wow. No, you know what? This isn't working out for us. Thanks. Or,
you know, everybody gets a sports bottle full of gravy. Everybody just try that.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft. And you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob. Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So, Lindsay, if you were dating a guy and y'all really loved each other and whatnot, and he proposed to you, mm-hmm. and then you just said, "No, I'm not ready to be married right now," would that break up the relationship, or would y'all continue dating? And then maybe something develops long term after that.
I think to me, that's a red flag. You know, if I say call it off, because I think it's never going to get there if it's not there.
Okay.
Then don't you think? Or I don't know.
Yeah, I tend to think that as well.
Yeah.
There was a guy in the news who he and his girlfriend just got married. And they've been together for a long time, and he had proposed to her 42 times, and she said no, and she finally said yes on the 43rd time.
Huh. Wonder what changed.
It's almost like he just wore her down.
Yeah. 43 times? Yeah, he wore her down. Yeah.
But I'm thinking a woman would lose respect for a guy, that if she said no, I would say, the third time he asked, if she said no, but I love you and I don't want us to break up, but I'm not ready to take that step yet. And they continued. And then a little while later, he asked her again, she said no. And then that third time he asked, she would be, I would think, all right, this guy is just, you know, he's too squishy.
Yeah.
He's desperate.
Desperate. Yeah. Yeah. Like, and what, why does he want to get married so quickly?
But it doesn't say quickly. They were together for years. The first time it was after they had just been seeing each other for a little while, but the 41 times after that was spread out over a bunch of years, several years.
It's not a good look.
No,
it's really not. To me, it sounds pathetic. I hope it works out for him. Because if she said yes, you want him to really have a meaningful marriage, but that sounds pathetic.
It won't work.
That's what happened with Betty White and her husband.
What?
They lived together for years, and he kept proposing, and she'd say no, and then finally said yes after they'd been together for, you know, a lot of years. And they got married.
Did she ever come out and say what it was that, like, why she said no?
No, I think it's just like she didn't want to be married. One of those, we don't want to mess up a good thing. We're great how we are kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That Betty.
Oh. Mm. What a wench.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
I love it. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins.
Make sure you subscribe to the TJ and Riggins Show on YouTube. Just search TJ Riggins TV on YouTube and make sure you subscribe so you never miss when a new show is posted. And the best part is that it's totally free. Subscribe to our YouTube channel today.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Apparently, the hottest back-to-school item this year for 2025 is the Spray Ground Backpack. Are you guys familiar with these?
No, I'm not.
They're backpacks that are, we call them book bags when I was growing up, but the backpacks that are, have like interesting designs on them, like cartoon characters and Sesame Street characters and things like that. But they originated as like smoke shop backpacks where you like hide weed in them. Like they have certain pockets that you hide weed in, but now all these kids love them because they have these interesting designs on them and parents are still buying them. It hasn't stopped them from getting it for their kid just because its original purpose was to hide some weed in it. So
I didn't just get one. What do I know if it is?
Well, it would.
The brand.
Oh, the brand. Yeah. What did you say it was?
Spray Ground.
Okay.
Yeah. They've been around for a couple of years, but they've really taken off in the last year or so, especially with young kids because they feature, you know, cartoon characters and movie characters on them, things like that. So, some schools are already banning them, but others say it's good to go. It's just a backpack. So
why would you ban it?
Because I think the original intended purpose was to carry around drugs, and maybe they just think it's a distraction now. I'm not really sure.
And maybe all there's like pockets and pockets and pockets that no one can find stuff in.
Yeah, and
might be worrisome for parents.
They're smell proof. I know. I think so.
Like dogs can't even smell.
I guess. So they're in the news.
What age kids are wanting these?
Little kids, elementary school.
Okay. Well, then I think you're okay. They're not bringing tons of drugs in there to peddle in the third grade.
You never know. No, you're right.
That's why they're in the news today. A lot of guys going over to Turkey to get their hair transplants. You've heard about these visits. Well, one guy has just died in Turkey during his preparation phase while he was getting his second hair transplant in Turkey. Authorities are saying that he became ill for reasons that are still unknown, and it's unclear whether or not his death had any relation to his hair transplant surgery. So I don't know if that would dissuade you from going, but. Listen, guys want their hair back and they're willing to travel abroad for it.
Yeah. I don't think I'm getting my hair, anything medical done in the Middle East that's not India.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Because I'm used to Indian doctors.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My doctor growing up, I told you, was an Indian lady.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Okay. So yeah, that's just something you're more familiar with. Yeah. I get that. Right. I totally get that. Well, I've got some tough questions for the people of Alabama. There is a trend on TikTok. Everybody's talking about it. We'll get to the bottom of it next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Stream the show 24/7 at our media center at tjriggins.com. This is great. Our media center has a podcast option, a streaming option, and a way for you to watch the show if you'd like. It is awesome. You're going to love it.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ, tjriggins.com/deals.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Let me ask the expert. TJ, you lived in Alabama for a few years. How many years did you live there?
Probably four.
Okay.
4 years.
There's a trend on TikTok, and I want to know if you've heard of it as someone who lived in Alabama. They said it's an Alabama staple. It's called an Alabama hot bag.
No, I don't think so. Maybe if you tell me what it is, then I have seen it maybe.
there are a lot of people on TikTok eating this Alabama hot bag, and they said it is the ultimate Alabama snack. Here's how you make an Alabama hot bag. You get a gallon size Ziploc bag. You dump in a can of Vienna sausages with the juice. Mm. Then you take four hard-boiled eggs that are peeled, throw those in. You take a handful of sunflower seeds still in the shell, throw them in there. And then you take about a quarter cup of Louisiana hot sauce, dump it in, and about a quarter cup of cornstarch and dump it in. Then you mix it all up in the bag, cut the corner off, and squish it out into your mouth like some sort of sausage mishmash.
Hmm.
Sausage mush. So we're talking about sunflower seeds, cornstarch, Vienna sausages, and hard-boiled eggs, and hot sauce.
No, I've never heard of that. But why the sunflower seeds?
I don't know, because they are still in the shell.
Yeah, that's the part of it I don't get.
Yeah, because you're essentially, you have to eat the whole thing, the shell and all. Yeah.
Eat the thing, shell and all, and they squeeze it out like a piping bag for icing on a cake, you know?
Ew.
And they just sort of pass around the bag and squirt it right into their mouths. And people that grew up in Alabama said, oh, yeah, we knew we were eating this all the time. It was an affordable snack. And then you hear other people from Alabama go, I've lived in Alabama for 45 years. I've never heard of this.
Okay. An affordable snack would be just getting like one item and eating it out of that whole thing. I mean,
the Vienna sausages would be.
Yeah. Or a couple of hard boiled eggs.
I never saw this or heard of this when I lived in Alabama. And nobody that I knew, and it was pretty much everybody that I knew that were from Alabama, grown up there, mentioned anything about it ever. So,
okay.
So this is a new thing that they're doing?
I don't know.
It could be an old thing, but it just wasn't as like everybody in Alabama knows about this. You know, it's not everybody.
Because it's disgusting.
It does sound pretty gross, doesn't it?
Yeah! Let's go.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.